This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has issued livestock haulers a 90-day waiver from a regulation that could have negative effects on animal well-being. The National Pork Producers Council issued a statement in support of the move. On behalf of the pork industry and other livestock haulers, the council had requested the waiver from a requirement that certain drivers install electronic logging devices on their trucks. The organization also requested an exemption from the waiver, saying the job of transporting livestock and the Department of Transportation's hours of service rule are not compatible. Those regulations limit truckers to 11 hours of driving daily after 10 straight hours off duty and restrict work time to 14 consecutive hours, which includes non-driving time. Clinton County, Illinois pork producer Ken Mashoff serves as president of the National Pork Producers Council and says those regulations make things very difficult for livestock haulers and the animals in their care. This waiver gives the department time to consider a request that truckers transporting hogs, cattle, and other livestock be exempt from the electronic logging device mandate. Drivers transporting livestock have a moral obligation to care for the animals they're hauling. The Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act, enacted in 2012, mandated that electronic logging devices be installed by December 18th of this year. Well, new numbers are out this week and show that China is the new number one buyer of American agricultural goods. ForkBusiness.com says the fiscal year 2017 numbers show that China bought $22 billion worth of agricultural products, which is a large jump from the $19.2 billion purchased the year before. That jump meant China moved into the number one customer spot. America's NAFTA partners were number two and three on the list. Second place Canada bought $20.4 billion worth of goods, a slight jump over the previous year. Number three Mexico bought 6% more goods in fiscal year 2017, coming in at $18.6 billion. USDA says the total number of exports jumped $10 billion, coming in at $140.5 billion, the third highest on record. Farmers produced another record corn crop, and the protein sector continues to expand, so it's going to take expanded exports to chew through the extra product that's available. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the ag sector posted an annual trade surplus of $21.3 billion, an amazing 30% rise over the previous year. As the end of 2017 inches closer, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is gearing up to collect data from farmers. Joe Prusaki is the director of the National Operations Division for the USDA in St. Louis and says farmers should be watching their mailboxes for upcoming surveys.
Yes, I want to talk a little bit about two reports. It's always the end of the year. It's kind of interesting to see how things turn out. One of them is our December agricultural survey. And that survey, what that's about is it's the end of year acreage yield of production for our spring planted crops. And for our friends here in Illinois, it's like corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, and things like that. So we're looking at about 84,000 farm operators across the United States to be contacted at the end of November, running through about the middle part of December, and those results will be published in January 12th. So it's a good, it's a good chance to see actually what happened. This has been an interesting year. People start out so dry, and what's the yield going to be, and whatever. So here's a chance for farmers to tell us, hey, this is what I actually got. So that's going on, and then at about the same time, we'll be running our December hog and pig survey. And that runs, again, from like the end of November through about the 15th of December. And there's about 8,000 or so hog operations in that survey. And it gets us a snapshot of inventory, where things stand as of December 1, and then that projected pig crop in sow's farrowing coming down the pipe. So that's always an idea how many pigs will be coming to market later on. So two important surveys, and I hope farmers in your area and across the United States take the time to fill out those questionnaires if they get in the mail, if they get a chance to put it online. They can go online and do it. If they want somebody to call them, we'll call them up and talk to them, and we'll even come visit them too. So
that was going to be my next point. You are so dependent on getting communication back from the farmers, otherwise you don't get these numbers.
That's right. The farmers are the best source of the data. People say, hey, why don't you use the satellites to do more with crops? Hey, it's crops are pretty variable, and who knows really what's going on a farm. It's the guy. It's the guy or lady that's running the operation. So that's the best part, and we do appreciate those folks that take the time to fill out those questionnaires.
Joe, just kind of a sidebar, talking a little bit more about you personally. You are from Illinois. Talk to us about where you live and just a little bit about you.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in Perry County, Illinois. That's the town is DuCoin, just a little dot in the road there. And I went to school in Carbondale and then hit the road and went around different places. Was Washington, D.C., Indiana, Iowa, back to D.C. and such, in Tennessee at one time. But back, I live in Millstadt, which is just in it's in St. Clair County. And I'm about 63 miles from the house I grew up in as a kid. So I tell people I hit the career jackpot. I got to come home.
That's awesome. Did you have an ag background, or what interested you in working for the USDA?
Yeah, I grew up on a small hog. We had hogs and, you know, row crops and stuff, corn, soybeans, wheat. And then where I grew up, my dad was a part-time farmer. And then my uncles were, you know, full-time farmers, and I helped them a little bit, you know, through the year. And you know, the goal is someday to get my grandfather's farm back. That's the key, you know, on that.
Joe, final comments about the upcoming reports, farmers receiving those surveys in the mail, anything for them?
I just say, again, when they come in the mail, take a look at it. Just don't throw it in the trash. Take a little bit of time. Look at it. Answer it. If you want to go online, answer it. If you want somebody to call you, just wait long enough. We'll give you a call. But just take the time to fill it out, because the farmer can provide us the best information about their operation.
Joe Prusaki, St. Louis National Operations Director for the USDA. Well, one last piece of information for you this morning before we wrap things up. The Litchfield FFA will have poinsettias for sale in their greenhouse starting November 27th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and they will sell those Monday through Friday until they are sold out. Colors include red, white, pink, white glitter, jingle bell rock, and marble. They're $7 each or $6 a piece if you buy three or more. You can stop by the school or contact an FFA member to purchase those poinsettias. Again, Litchfield FFA poinsettias for sale beginning November 27th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.